I'm a bit dubious about this, but Laura thinks that she's come up with a new business idea that's going to make her a whole lot of money.
It's a winner.
We were talking about this a little bit last night. Her new business idea where she's going into business with a friend of hers called Keith. Now, I'm not sure I'd go into business anytime with anyone called Keith. But you think it's going to work.
He's a very nice man, Keith.
And it's called Just a Text from Heaven.
Just a Text from Heaven, yeah.
And this is your friend Keith, who's like some kind of medium, is he?
Yeah, that's right. He's been doing this for ages now.
Like Derek Acora.
Yeah, a bit like Derek Acora.
There's this peace and calm of spiritual activity there with... Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard. Don't say all those things about him. Just for a moment, her energy came in and there's annoyance. A nice lady, but I feel as if she's got this great love for Dick.
So Keith's a bit like Derek Acora, right?
Yeah, he is.
Does he have a spirit guide like Sam?
No, he doesn't. He just communicates directly with dead people.
Okay, so run me through the idea again of what you're planning to do with Keith, the spiritualist.
Right, basically, Keith talks to dead people all the time, right?
Right.
So if you want to ask a person to a dead person,
yeah,
you text him, Keith will ask the dead person, and then text him back with the answer.
What, so the actual dead person texts you back, or texts Keith back, or what happens?
No, well, Keith will talk to the dead person.
Oh, okay, and then send you a text back.
And then Keith will text back the answer to the person.
Right. Yeah, I'd quite like to hear from my gran again, that'd be quite cool.
It'd be nice, eh? Yeah. Or like famous people and stuff.
Yeah, like a text from John Lennon or something.
Imagine it.
Right. And Keith's up for this, is he?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And you're not worried that it's a bit of a con?
It's not a con. Keith knows what he's doing.
I'm sorry. Right, like, my gran couldn't actually text while she was alive. So how's she going to do it now? There's a flaw there somewhere. I'll tell you what, Laura, a lot of people really quite interested in your new idea. Don't let go, 'cause it's just a text from heaven, and the strength of love is... I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of texts from people who are quite interested in this new service from your friend Keith.
It's a very practical thing, you know.
Now, Keith is your friend. How do you know him?
Is he... I've known him for ages.
From York?
He's a friend of the family, yeah.
Right, okay. And he sees dead people?
No, he doesn't see dead people. He communicates with them.
Right.
It's a different thing.
So he's a proper medium?
Yeah.
And you've come up with a business plan with him?
Yeah.
Was this why you were at home last weekend?
No, it wasn't.
Right.
But we got talking about it. And I just think that, you know, it's a very practical thing. You know, if you've lost something or if you need to know how to work the video... Then, you know, you can ask.
You can ask the other side.
Yeah, communicate with the dead.
Now, do you remember earlier the person texted in and saying, could you please get Keith to ask my granddad where the remote control is because my nan can't find it?
Yeah.
He's just texted back to say, it's fine, tell Keith it's okay, my nan's found it now.
So that's fine. Don't let go,
'cause it's just a text. Is this like off of Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost?
Exactly the same thing, yeah.
Is it a premium rate number? Just out of interest.
I haven't set it up yet.